The Narrow Road to the Deep North, written and read by Richard Flanagan.
Why? Dorigo Evans thought. Why am I saying I don't want the steak? He so desperately wanted to eat it, and the men wanted him to have it as a tribute of sorts. And yet, much as he knew no one would have begrudged him the meat, he also understood the steak to be a test that demanded witnesses, a test he had to pass, a test that would become a necessary story for them all. "Take it away," Dorigo Evans said. He gulped, trying to swallow the saliva that was flooding his mouth. He feared he might go mad or break in some terrible or humiliating way. He felt that his soul was not tempered, that he lacked so many of the things they now needed from him, those things that qualified one for an adult life. And yet he now found himself the leader of 1,000 men who were strangely leading him to be all the many things he was not. He gulped again. Still, his mouth ran with saliva. He did not think himself a strong man who knew he was strong. A strong man like Rex Roth. Rex Roth, thought Dorigo Evans, was a man who would have eaten the steak as his right and after happily picked his highwayman's teeth in front of his starving men. To the contrary, Dorigo Evans understood himself as a weak man who was entitled to nothing. A weak man whom the 1,000 were forming into the shape of their expectations of him as a strong man. It defied sense. They were captives of the Japanese, and he was prisoner of their hope. "Now!" he snapped, nearly losing control. And still the kitchen hand did not move, perhaps thinking he was joking, perhaps fearing an error in his understanding. And all the while, Dorigo Evans feared that if the steak stayed there in front of him a moment longer, he would seize it with both hands and swallow it whole and fail this test and be revealed for who he truly was. In his anger at the men's manipulation of him, in his fury at his own weakness, he suddenly stood up and started yelling in a rage, "Now! It's yours, not mine! Take it! Share it! Share it!" And the kitchen hand, relieved that he might now even get to taste a morsel of that steak himself, and delighted that the colonel was all that everyone said the big fella was, stole forward and took the steak to the hospital, and with it one more story of what an extraordinary man their leader was.